Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Empowerment Police Ministries and Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful for each of you who have taken the time to join us this evening for another relevant kingdom teaching. And we're so excited to have with us tonight as our special guest, Pastor Sheila Jones Williams, who is founder and pastor of Wonderful Ministry, of Higher Praise Ministries here in Higher Praise is Deliverance Ministries here in Richmond, Virginia. Pastor Sheila, thank you so much for joining us.
Amen. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Amen.
Amen. We have a lot to talk about on tonight.
Amen. Our theme this entire month is leadership, doing it God's way. And Pastor Sheila is going to share with us tonight, as the Lord leads, to give us insight on how to lead God's way. So, Pastor Sheila, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Thank you so much, Pastor Val. I was excited when you talked to me about spiritual leadership because we have different types of leaders. And just because you are a leader does not mean you're equipped to do spiritual things. You have leaders at church, you have leaders at work, you have leaders in recreation. But when you are over the sheep, your job as a spiritual leader is to equip the saints.
Amen.
You've got to create, you've got to motivate, you've got to manage, and you've got to be the coach. But you most of all have to do it with a godly attitude. Just as Christ led us, we are empowered to lead others.
Amen. Amen.
And it's so important to know that your leader is a Bible-based leader, especially if you're in the church. Your pastor, your elder, your bishop, your apostle, they need to be Bible-based. Part of the fivefold ministry, they need to know that what they're telling the sheep, what they're telling the flock, is absolutely by the word of God. So it's important that a spiritual leader, your task is to move people from where they are to where God wants them to be. And that means as a spiritual leader, you must understand what the will of God is because you have so many diverse people under your leadership. Sometimes you've got to be a mother. Sometimes you've got to be a father. Sometimes you just have to sit there and listen. You've got to be somebody that's going to motivate your people. So your job, you wear so many different hats at so many different times, but all of it is relevant, especially when it comes back to leadership. I cannot explain. It's just your character.
Right.
You know, a lot of our leaders, we have, we don't want to be transparent, if I can use that word. Because when people look to us, they look to us as if we're perfect.
Uh-huh.
And they want that leader to be perfect. And when that leader falls or when that leader slips, then it's like, oh, well, if you can do it, I can do it. Or I'm not going to follow you anymore. I'm not going to listen to you anymore. But you have to understand that your leader is human.
Uh-huh.
And the flesh takes over sometimes. So therefore, don't look at what I've done. Pray for me. And too many times we have people, when the leader slips, they don't pray for them. They talk about them.
Talk about them. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you must be able to, yeah, you might see me, or yes, you may hear me slip or fall, but just, you know, I'm in training. And God is still molding,
Amen.
And God is still, you know, pressing. So that's leadership. You've got to be able to say, you know what, as your spiritual leader, I slipped, I failed, but guess what? I got back up, and God is still working it out.
Amen.
There's no successful leader that has never, ever made a mistake. But the successful leaders know how to depend on the Holy Spirit to work things out. Because ultimately, spiritual leaders cannot produce a spiritual change in people. The Holy Spirit can do this.
Uh-huh.
And we are accountable to God. No matter what we do, we're accountable to God. So the people that we come in contact with, God has already given them to us to mold and shape. One of my dear friends said that, Pastor Henderson says that she doesn't want her people to be like her. She wants her people to be better than her.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that was so profound because as a teacher, you want to teach your students or you want to teach your congregation, just don't be like I am. Don't strive to be like me. Strive to be better than me.
Amen.
And when the, you know, and when the leaders don't get that way or something happens, don't blame others for your downfall. And I am so guilty because leaders make excuse. Well, you know, it was this happened or that happened. No, as a leader, be transparent. Be transparent. Assume your responsibility and move on. Because knowing that you're a spiritual leader, you influence all types of people. Not just God's people, but all types of people.
Amen.
You work from God's agenda. And it's just so important. I'm just, you know, leadership is just such a big thing because you find leaders everywhere. You find leaders at work. We call
mm-hmm.
them managers. We find leaders at the football field. We call them coaches.
Mm-hmm.
We find leaders everywhere. You know, your choir director, your praise dance director. They're leaders of some type. And they have been given a responsibility because they have charge over you.
Mm.
And if they're not rooted and grounded, something's going to fall. People are going to get hurt.
Amen.
And there's nothing worse than a church hurt.
Been there, done that.
Nothing worse. Of course, yes. Yes, a church hurt will devastate you. And I am, you know, I'm a firm believer and I'm speaking from experience. When you're hurt like that, you don't bounce back as quickly. Even though you're rooted and grounded in the Word of God and you know the Bible and you know what the Word says, it's just that it came from a leader and you're not expecting the leader to hurt you. Understand what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
And we wonder why churches are not filled with people every Sunday, and we wonder why churches aren't growing. Well, sometimes churches don't grow because there's a lot of people that are out here that's hurt, and we don't
uh-huh.
go get them.
Uh-huh.
And then
uh-huh.
once we get them, what are we going to do with them? They're hurt.
Yeah.
You're still dealing with your hurt. So hurt people can't help hurt people.
That's right. That's right. Wow.
So the leader needs to get healed spiritually so that the leader can get back to doing the work of God.
Yeah. I want to ask Pastor Sheila, you know, we talk about the hurt and the necessity of one being healed, the leader being healed in order for them to properly lead. And, you know, we'll talk from the context of ministry because that's a big part of who we are. When that hurt occurs in the leader, what's the challenge? What keeps us
in that bottle capped as long as we stay there? What is it that keeps us there, in your opinion?
In that same position or in the same leadership role is what you're talking about, right?
Yes, yes.
Faith, trust in God. And like I said, you know, I always say that I'm transparent. And if you ask me a question, I'm going to give you an answer. If you ask me about my life, you know, I'm your leader, so I want to make sure you understand where I'm coming from. I'm not going to tell you something that I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to find out. But when you've been hurt in the church, it's hard to bounce back. When I was hurt, I didn't expect the leader to hurt me because we were close. That was my shepherd. He taught me everything that I know about ministry and then some. So when the hurt came, it was almost like a parent hurting you.
Understood.
You know, if your mom or your dad just cut you off or just dismissed you without sitting down and speaking about it, you're sitting there stunned as if, well, you can't put a Band-Aid on that. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, you're left with
the
void.
Yeah.
You're left with the void. First of all, you're left with a bitter void. Because you're angry, you're upset, and you're devastated, and you're hurt.
Yeah.
And so my question to you, Pastor Val, is where do hurt leaders go when they're hurt? There's no hospital for hurt leaders.
You know, I think it was, I don't know which one of my classes, but it talked about how it was necessary for every counselor to have a counselor, every therapist to have a therapist. So it is such that every pastor should have a cohort of trusted, and hear me, trusted pastors or leaders that you can go to and not feel like you're being scrutinized or judged. And you don't have to worry about hearing your life circumstances preached and at their service on Sunday morning. Trusted. And I think that's a hard thing for us, Pastor Sheila, because a lot of people that we encounter, they might seem good at first, but if you keep hanging around and you keep listening, you might not hear them talk about you, but you'll hear them talk about somebody else, which will be an indicator to you that if they do it for them, they'll do the same thing.
They'll do it to you.
So it's hard. It's hard. It's very hard. I'm not going to say hard. It's challenging that when you're a leader and it's your desire to lead according to God's plan, but you're in a place and you need somebody to help guide you and push you and you know, to help coerce you back to your place of reckoning. It's a challenge to find that trusted place in ministry too often. It's a challenge.
It's hard to find that healing place.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And when you're hurt, it's like a child. A child was hurt. And when the child comes in the house, the mom says, "What happened?" You know, and, "Oh, you scratched your leg, and let me kiss your boo-boo. Let me give you a hug." As a leader, as a pastor, when I'm hurt, I have no one to go to. I don't have that luxury, if you want to say, to call up someone on the phone and say, "Guess what happened?" or vent. Because once I start venting, then it's like there's a Twitter account, there's, you understand what I'm saying?
You keep all of your
hurt inside.
Yeah.
You keep it inside.
Yeah.
You keep it inside.
Too often.
As spiritual leaders, when we're hurt, Jesus. When we're hurt, it's really hard to direct someone else if you're hurt. Because it's going to come out. It's going to come out in your preaching. It's going to come out in your teaching. It's going to come out in your everyday life. It's going to come out where you work because you're so angry.
Yeah.
And until that healing happens, until you can release that, there's nothing that can be done. So spiritual leaders, like I said, they influence. And they're accountable to God.
Mm-hmm.
And just because we're accountable to God, but there shouldn't be a but in it, but we do get hurt. And we do get sidetracked.
Yeah,
and we do wander. Because you're sitting there going, you know, I'm faithful to my flock. I come to church every Sunday. You call me up. You say, can you marry me? You say, Auntie died. Can you pray for me? Da da da.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pouring out as your leader.
Mm-hmm.
But who pours the oil back into the leader?
Right.
Who pours the oil?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I'm giving you everything I have. As a spiritual leader, I'm giving you everything I have. But after a while, I'm going dry.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
And what's amazing that as you're going dry and you're feeling that overwhelming just, I can't do anything else. They just watch. It's like, oh, man, they going through. Okay, but you're talking about me. But then as soon as you need something and you call my phone at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever time, whatever situation may be, when you're calling me, you're not thinking anything about the fact that when you last saw me, I was about to lose it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what you're more concerned about is what I need from my leader. But not what my leader needs from us.
Exactly.
And it's,
you don't
and
know
it's very
hard. It's hard. Pastor Val, I'm telling you, it's like you drive the church. You turn on your music. You listen to the music because you're getting yourself geared up. You know that you've got to deliver a word. You're there. You open the door to the church, and all of a sudden, it's the faces.
Yeah.
It's drama.
Yeah.
And you still have your own drama because you're still hurt.
Yeah.
You're tired. And so it's very rare, and I'm not going to say it does not happen, but I'm going to say it's very rare for a leader to walk in and someone else walk up to that leader and start praying for that leader.
Go, girl. My God.
You see what I'm saying?
You don't know what
I've been through. You don't know what it took to get me here this morning.
Yeah.
So pray for me. Pray for me. I never forget in my early days we would see people shout. And when we got home, we would be like, there was Deacon so-and-so or Elder so-and-so, and they were shouting. Da, 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 da. We didn't understand.
Right.
That shout, that what I was going, releasing some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was releasing some stuff so that I could deal with some stuff.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. See, it's like you open up a can of worms. You know what I'm saying?
It is so
many hurt leaders that stand up every single Sunday and deliver a word, and they are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're devastating. And then some, not all, will go and they'll commit suicide. And you're wondering, what happened?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was here. No, you weren't. Because where was the oil that you were supposed to pour back into your leader?
Wow.
You took.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you were going through with whatever situation you were going through, we were there.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's my
and
time.
I think that's key, Pastor Sheila. When we talk about leading God's way, leading God's way should be reciprocal, as it is with the Father, that when we obey, we are blessed. But
yes.
When it comes to leading God's people, we can lead you all day long, but you see no reason to reciprocate and bless back. That we are aiming to say that we are above or anything of that nature, but because we render unto you according to what God speaks to us to do for the body that's been assigned, when we do that, I shouldn't have to pull teeth or pull hair or make a petition to you to be a blessing to the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes that encouragement sometimes to help them want to keep on going on. You know, they say,
yes.
I feel like going on, though trials may come on every, I feel like, see, sometimes leaders just don't feel like going on.
True. And that does not make them not a good leader.
Absolutely.
It doesn't make them any less of a spiritual leader.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they're not equipped to lead you. But they're equipped to lead you. But just think, if that leader was healed, they would lead you more effectively.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And see, yes.
Wow.
And you know, a lot of times people want to take that position of leadership, and they think that that's so important. And they, you know, oh, I'm going to be a leader. But everybody can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't handle being a leader. Because sometimes, you know, I tell people, can you go over there and do that? And they'll look at me like, you can do that yourself.
What's wrong with you?
Leaders had to learn to follow instructions.
My God. Yes.
Follow instructions.
Yes.
Serve.
Yes.
Serve.
Yes. Yes.
Serve.
Yes.
You know, there's not clean. I had a pastor said I cleaned the toilets, I mowed the grass of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
He got his hands dirty. He got his hands dirty. And even, you know, Pastor Val, I look at pastors, and you can have some pastors that they can pastor, but they don't have the gift of administration.
Right.
And so
right.
What does that do to the character of the person? Well, I look at it as you've got some people who can cook and you've got some people who just know how to eat.
That's right.
You've got to work
That's
in
right.
the area that God has gifted you in.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
See, leaders are looking for
yes.
people. See, like I said, I want people to be not like me, but I want people to be better than me.
Amen.
And that will mean that
Amen.
I've done my job.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. I think that, you know, one thing that we realize as being leaders is that our task is in nurturing and cultivating so that you can be your authentic self working in your purpose. And
exactly.
I think as leaders, sometimes we will see in you what God intends us to see, which may be very different from what you're expecting to do in your own self. And sometimes it's hard because we have to give you that answer you don't want.
Mm.
You know, we're not going to always agree with you as the leader. I don't care what you said or what you've done. We have to give it to you according to what God has stated. And sometimes it's hard. It's hard for the people to accept that. And then when you have to tell
That's
them,
right.
they'd be like, well, I can hear from God too. Well, then you know what? When you tell me that, go ahead. Because at that point, you don't need a leader. You don't need a leader then.
Exactly. You know, I'm often reminded of 1 Timothy 3 when it talks about the characteristics of a good leader, you know, and it
mm-hmm.
tells you that, you know, you need to be above reproach and the husband of one wife and, you know, hospitable and able to teach and, you know, not addicted to that. You know, people often come back and they quote 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, and they want to say, you
right.
know, this is what the Bible says a good leader should be. And I'm looking and I'm listening to them, and I'm like, okay, well, what should a good sheep be?
So that's another whole segment.
Mhm.
Woo.
Because leaders find themselves lonely. We're isolated, and it's, you know, it's a thankless task.
Mhm.
You know, because you're trying to walk in a life and a light that will influence
yes.
others. Because you're the only, sometimes you're the only God that they see.
Right.
You're the only church that they see. Put it like that.
Right.
They don't go to church
yeah.
and they see you, and you're the only church. And sometimes we, like I said, we put them on pedestals. So when they fall, or when they put some bass in their voice, or when they holler at you, it's like, ooh, I don't expect that from you.
Right. Goodness.
Mm.
My goodness. My goodness. Wow.
Yeah. People are
wow.
always.
We're down to a couple minutes. Tell people about your ministry. Give them some information if anybody wants to contact you, because this 30 minutes really went fast. But tell the people listening a little bit about your ministry. Amen?
Amen. We are located at 3630 Williamsburg Road in the building with Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship, along with Kingdom Global Ministries. Our service is every Sunday at 9 a.m. Please feel free to come by. Every fifth Sunday, we have a tribe ministry, which all three churches get together when we have one service. We are three churches in one location. The name of the church is
Amen.
Higher Praise Church of Deliverance, and we will be happy to see you any Sunday.
Amen. 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 Thank you for sharing. Wow, this has been
Thanks
good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Amen. Leading God's Way, we've shared with you this evening the perspective of the position of the leader, and some of the things that we have to endure in order to lead God's people, we need, just like the people need, we also need. So I pray that this has been a blessing to you. Pastor Sheila, you want to pray us out? Amen?
I sure will.
Thank you.
Father God, we just come before you thanking you for another day, God. We thank you for all that you've done for us today, God, and we thank you for all that you're going to do, God. God, we have leaders who are hurting. We have leaders who are suffering. We have leaders, God, that are going through. So my prayer today is that every leader finds a mentor that can pour
thank
into
you,
them as they pour it out to others. Every leader that is going through something, God, send someone there to help them, to guide them, to be the lifter up of their soul. So we thank you right now for Pastor Val. We thank you right now for this opportunity to reach millions of people and let them
thank
know
you,
that
Lord.
Leaders lead. And we need you, and you need us. Leading God's
thank
way
you,
is hard, but we love you, Lord. We love you, and we will keep doing it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for joining us. I know that you've been empowered. Join us again Sunday morning at 8 o'clock for another relevant teaching on leading God's way. God bless you all.
Amen.